理课堂听 class.com。
五 ，dial 的用法。情态动词 dial 通常用于疑问句、否定句和条件状语从句中，表示改的意思。如，他敢游过这条河吗 ？Dare he swim across the river？ 他不敢来见我。He dare not come to see me。我不敢这样说。I dare not say so。他不敢走出房子。She dare not go out of the house。你竟敢如此无礼。How dare you be so rude? 如果你胆敢再和我那样说话，你会感到遗憾的。If you dare speak to me like this again, you'll be sorry. 实际上，在现代英语中 ，dare 往往用作实义动词。如，你敢问他吗 ？Do you dare to ask her?他不敢去 ，He didn't dare to go。我永远也不敢从那堵墙上跳下来 ，I would never dare to jump down from the wall。有谁敢说我是个说谎者吗 ？Does anyone dare to call me a liar？ 注意 ，need 和 dare。都可以用作情态动词，也可以用作实义动词。在用作实义动词的时候，要注意在否定句和疑问句中加上助动词，有的时候还要 to need to do something dare to do something， 这是它情态动词作为实义动词，他们要需要做什么就 need to do somethingwho need something, who dare to do something. 什么情况下用情态动词，什么情况下用实义动词，要看自己作者的态度。六 ,should 和 ought to 的用法。should 和 ought to大多数情况下可以互换，没有什么区别。这是 ought to do something， 不是 ought something， ought do something， ought 后面有一个 to， should 后面不能有 to。 第一种情况，表示道义上的责任、义务或要求，有时表示劝告。 ought to 的否定式为 ought not to 或者oughtn't to， 在 ought 后面加个 not， 不能是 to 后面加 not， 是 ought not to 或者 oughtn't to， oughtn't to。 如，你应该更多的注意你律师的话。 You ought to pay more attention to what You ought to pay more attention to what your lawyer says. 或者 You should pay more attention to what your lawyer says. 这里不应该允许停车。街道太窄了。They shouldn't allow parking here. The street is too narrow.如，这个词拼错了，还应该有一个 s。This word is spelled wrongly. There should be another s. I should go slowly here. It's a built-up area. 在这里呢，我应该慢慢走， 这是一个建筑区。第二种情况 should 和 ought to 表示推测和可能性，是应该的意思，表示对现在和将来的推测，一定是表示对现在和将来的推测。如 You ought to be sleeping now. It's already 8 o'clock. You shouldn't be sleeping now. Well, you ought not to be sleeping now. It's already 8 o'clock. 你不该还在睡觉，都已经8点了。这支笔应该是你的。This pen ought to be yours.或者 this pen should be yours. 如果火车准点的话，约翰现在马上应该到了。If the train is up to time, John should be here any minute now. John ought to be here any minute now. 第三种情况 should 和 ought to 加 have 加过去分词，表示对过去的推测，意思是应该已经，有时候表示应该做而没有做，是本应该的意思。而 should not 或者 ought not to 加 have 加过去分词，表示做了不应该做的事情，是本来不该的意思，因而他们都含有责备的语气。如两个钟头前他就开始了，现在应该填写完那些表格了。 He began 2 hours agoHe ought to have finished filling in the forms now. 本应该一个睡觉，另一个站岗。One should have been asleep and the other on watch. 你本不应该向他求助。You should not have asked him for help.You oughtn't to have started smoking. 你本不应该开始抽烟的。第四种情况，表示讲话人惊奇、失望、愤怒等感情。如 What's happened to that money? How should I know? 又如真奇怪，他竟然为这么小的事发脾气。 It's strange that he should have lost his temper for such trivial things as that. 我为什么要相信你？Why should I believe you? 下面我们再讲讲情态动词加 have 加 done 的含义。情态动词加 have 加 done。 第一种情况 must have done 的含义， must have 加过去分词，表示对过去的推测，意思是一定已经、想必已经、准是已经，只用于肯定句中。如街道是湿的，准是下过雨了。The streets are wet. It must have rained. 他肯定一直在喝啤酒来着。He must have been drinking beer. 若要用表示否，如果要表示否定，要用 can't 或者 couldn't 加 have 加过去分词，意思是不可能。如 The money can't have been lost there. 钱不可能是在那丢的。第二种情况 ，may 或者 might 加 have 加 done 的含义。may 或 might have 加过去分词，表示对过去的推测，意思是也许已经，可能表示可能已经，用于肯定或否定句中。疑问句用 can 或 could。might。have 加过去分词表示本来可以，这里面这种情况下不能用 may have 加过去分词，这句话不表示本来可以的意思。 might have 加过去分词表示本来可以，含有责备的意思，用来批评人。如他可能已经上床睡觉了， He may have gone to bed.他可能尚未解决那个问题。She might not have settled the problem. 你本来可以早点告诉我的。You might have told me earlier. 这里带有一种责备的感觉。别再那样干了，会把你解雇的。Don't do that again.You might have been fired. 假如你尝试过，或许已经成功了。You might have succeeded if you had tried. 这是一种虚拟语气，表示不满。You might have succeeded if you had tried. 第三种情况 ，needn't have done 的含义。Needn't 加 have 加过去分词，表示做了不必要做或不需要做的事情，可译为大可不必，本来不需要的意思。如 I needn't have borrowed the money yesterday. 昨天我根本不需要借钱的，实际上已经借了。又如哎，你不必那么早来嘛。You needn't have come so early. 第四种情况 ，can 或 could have done。can 或者 could 加 have 加过去分词，用来谈过去的情况。一，在疑问句或否定句中。这种情况表示怀疑或不可能，这时他们没有时间上的差别，只是 could 的语气更弱一些。如谁会把他们拿走呢？ Who could have taken them? 他可能到哪去了呢？ Where can he have gone? 他不可能是带回家去了。He can't have taken it home. 他不可能这么快就走了。She couldn't have left so soon. 我看不出当时我还有别的做法。I don't see how I could have done otherwise. 谁会想到你会做出这样的事情？ Who could have supposed?You were going to do such a thing. 这样的灾祸谁也不会预期到。Nobody could have foreseen such a calamity. 二 ，could have done 但这里不是 can have done， 只是 could have done， 在肯定句中表示那时本来可以，差点就要，有时用来进行婉转的批评，这时候与 might 意思相同，但语气更强一些。 could have done 比 might have done 意思更强一些，用来进行婉转的批评，那是本来可以，差点就要。如这个问题我们本来是可以更合理的解决的， We could have solved the problem in a more reasonable fashion。 他本来可以告诉他的，但他不愿意这样做。 He could have told her but he didn't choose to。 听到这消息他简直要哭出来了。 When she heard the news she could have cried。 我简直要笑死了。 I could have died laughing。 你其实可以想得更周到些，你其实可以想得更周到一些。 You could have been more considerate。 我们其实可以更早一些动身的。 We could have started a little earlier。结果可能会，结果本来应该更好一些。The result could have been better。